Hello, everyone. Welcome to Chicken Talk Online Radio, brought to you in part by Blog Talk Radio. Today is December 6, 2022. It's Tuesday, and I'm your host, Robert Flecker. Today, we're going to be talking about how the Poultry Product Inspection Act can benefit you as the homesteader. There's a lot that goes into this. On an, you know, outside perspective, but when it comes to you, the homesteader, how you can implement it and how it can benefit you, it's pretty straightforward. It's honored by any public produce market. Restaurants are permitted to buy these products from you under this exemption. And, you know, you're able to sell poultry and rabbits, so domestic poultry and rabbits. There might be some part of the exemption that covers squab. I know game birds aren't part of the exemption, but you can look it up. There's a lot of just real easy-to-find information on the Poultry Product Inspection Act. If there's questions outside of the standard protocol of domestic poultry and rabbits, so... basically, what you can do and what the basic simple rules are for the process is you have rabbits and domestic poultry that you raise on your homestead, and you or one of your employees in a safe, clean, and humane fashion process the birds or the rabbits, and you clean the carcasses and you may or may not cut them into parts, and then you package the product or the carcass or meat parts, and at that time, you need to label these meat products with the following information. And I put notes of this in the description for the podcast, but you just need your slaughterer's name, which is your farm name or your homestead name, and then just might be simply your family name. You need your address, and the only thing else you need is this statement, and it needs to be written just like this. Exempted, E-X-E-M-P-T-E-D, exempted. That's one word. And then the rest is real simple. It's capital P, period, L, period, 90-492. So you write that on three lines: slaughterer's name, first line, address, second line, exempted PL 90-492. Now, the best way I found to do this, and you might even get fancy and order a set of business cards with that information on it, but the best way I found to do this is to make up a Microsoft Word document that's set up to print business cards, and print that out on plain white paper with a laser printer. And then you manually cut out those little cards and put them in one of these nice little clear zipper bags that you get for putting jewelry in. If you go to Walmart, you can get a pack of 100 jewelry bags that are 3 by 5 inches or 2.5 by 4 inches. I'm not sure what the size is, but anyway, they're just little clear zipper bags. You can get a pack of 100 of them for a dollar at Walmart. So you get that bag, and you put that little label that you just printed out and cut out. You put that inside that little Ziploc bag, and then when you vacuum seal your meat, you just slide that little baggie right in there, and it protects the label that you didn't have to get a sticky label for. It protects that. It secures it with the meat so it can't be tampered with, and it's clearly visible to anybody that wants to read it. You can do that with chicken or rabbit. Just make sure that it's legible and able to be seen at the time of purchase when you sell the meat. It's the Poultry Product Inspection Act. Cover that, because a lot of people are scared to get into selling anything other than eggs and produce, and rabbits and chickens are oftentimes commonplace on the homestead. While we're not necessarily discussing a farm where you might be raising goats or hogs or something like that, but just, you know, a homestead, and that's basically where a lot of times chickens are found, more so than any of these days. You know, you're going to want to at some point learn how to process your chickens, whether it's for yourself or you might decide you enjoyed it and want to sell them to a market or a restaurant. And the same goes for the rabbits. Restaurants love fresh rabbit meat. They can't have enough of it. You'll find restaurants will come to you from out of state sometimes just to buy an order of 12 to 20 rabbits, frozen rabbits, so that they can offer it on their menu. It's a delicacy, not so much as chicken is, but a rabbit is a true delicacy when it comes to the restaurant market. And you'll find out that people in the community know after some research that, you know, rabbit is one of the most healthiest white meats that you can partake in or to eat and digest. Got the highest meat to protein ratio in the market, and so it's just a good all around healthy product. And you know, if you're marketing that and you're making a good supporting income, you might be able to pay the taxes on your homestead, and you might even be able to help pay that mortgage payment. So I wanted to go over that a little bit this morning. It's one of the things I didn't know right away until after I'd gotten well into my homesteading, and nobody directed me in any sort of fashion to any way that I could get around the whole setting up a USDA inspection station on my farm for meat and rabbits. But, you know, there just so happens to be that Poultry and Products Inspection Act. And, you know, those three lines of data or information printed on a sheet of paper or a business card and then tucked away in a zip bag, you just put that inside your vacuum seal bag with your meat, and it'll get you through everything just fine. It's perfectly legal at a farmer's market, and it's perfectly legal to produce to restaurants or other direct-use markets. So outside of that, we're just going to take a couple seconds here to thank everybody that has been supporting us with this campaign we're putting together about this whole violation of American with Disabilities Act that left me homeless. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a quick second here and open the line up for sale items. The guest call-in number is 563-999-3679. I mean, call in now anywhere to the end of the show if you have something for sale. We've got about 6 minutes left here before we've got to wrap things up. But everything's doing pretty good with our media campaign. We got word back last night that we should have the publication report of the 200 and the 250 media agencies that are publishing the press release within 24 hours. So we should start getting some exposure this week. You know, that's starting to gain some leeway, and that's what we're shooting for. This homeless situation can't last forever. I think Salvation Army has agreed to cover up to 90 days here at the hotel, but after that, you know, we're looking at sleeping in the car again. So we're trying to get as much done as we can here in this 90 days. So if you want to try to call in suggestions, anything you think might help with that kind of situation outside of what we've already done. I know the public relations company charged us a little over $250 to get them involved and to write and publish the press release. And they do have a guarantee that it will be published within those media outlets and that it will stay published anywhere from 90 days to 24 months, depending on the agency. And if they can't get it published in those media outlets and that exact number of them, we'll get a full refund. So I thought it was worth giving a shot. We do have sound facts, and it was a clear and obvious violation of the American with Disability Act, and it did leave me in a homeless state. So that's where we are with that now. I've been kind of tied up working on chickensforsale.us. I've had it. It took me a little while to to try to get some of the improvements made to the website, but you'll find if you look on there, there's a new picture of Bella, my service dog, down at the bottom under the research references. She's at the very top of the research references on the left side. There's a section there that says My Service Dog. It's got a picture of Bella. It's got her name, her jurisdiction, her service dog license number. It states on there that she is a dedicated service canine, and it also describes her duty as my service dog. We started making some changes to some of the content we've got there on the site. We've been pushing a little bit towards mental wellness and how that might be integrated into the site without being too intrusive on the nature of the purpose of the site. So I just wanted to make a quick note about that loop that you might see checking out the Bella service dog information. There's a little YouTube video about that section there called the Butterfly Circuit. It's a really great movie. It's about 20 minutes long. It's just an inspirational movie for anybody that has ever dealt with social media. You'll appreciate it. And this guy that stars in this movie, he's got a series of about 5 or 6 movies that are available and are listed right after the movie there, where he goes around to schools and, you know, all different types of TED Talks and venues, and he talks about navigating through stigma and bullying and how things have been for him and how they can change for you and other people by just practicing simple common techniques. But so let's see. How much time have we got left here? We're on the air for 2 more minutes. What can we talk about? I guess at the top of the page now I put a new navigation system up for the Chicken Talk Online Radio. It's a 3-part system. It starts out automatically with a tab that says Chicken Talk Online Radio. There's a link to my personal website. It's highlighted. It's in italics. It talks about what time the show is every day. And then it gives you a link to listen to the Chicken Talk Online Radio archives. And those archives are kept within the Chicken Talk, with the chickensforsale.us blog archives. So the podcast archives are kept within the blog archives for chickensforsale.us. There's also a link there beside of the radio archives that says live at 12, and that's where you can click on that, and it'll take you to the live broadcast. That's where you would listen if you wanted to find things out in real time, or if you wanted to call in, and you wanted to hear about yourself calling in or something like that. I'm not sure, but anyway, that's how you get access to the live broadcast. Updated our recommended resource list here. Brand Push helped us keep our good name by verifying our credibility through Brand Push, this is what I wrote in my own words. Brand Push helped us good name by verifying our credibility through leveraging their resources. So the company's name is Brand Push. Brand Push. They're a commercial entity that handles public relations, and they looked into our story and found it credible, and agreed to take it on as a purpose for their public relations services. And it cost it a little bit, but so far it's been well worth our money. We couldn't seem to get much exposure at the local level due to conflicts of interest between the current media stories. Folks, you guys have a nice day. We're running out of time. We've got to wrap things up. Don't let your water freeze for your animals. Keep them safe. We'll talk more tomorrow. You guys have a nice day. Take care. Bye.